Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. And on today's show, I'm actually very excited because I have the opportunity to bring a fellow Lifestyles Unlimited member onto the show. Now, he's super busy right now because he's actually in the middle of buying three apartment communities totaling over 800 units. So he's got a couple irons in the fire, but he decided that he would spend a little time with me sharing with you some of the information that has really just changed his life. Now, another thing you need to know about this guy is that he joined Lifestyles Unlimited back in 2016 because he was not exactly 100% happy with the direction his life was going when it came to retirement, when it came to wealth, and all these things. It just wasn't getting to where he expected it to go. So he came to Lifestyles Unlimited, and we showed him how we do business. Now, I'll tell you what, this guy, boy, he went out and he did some remarkable things. As a matter of fact, he is noted amongst the Lifestyles Unlimited community as being the first Lifestyles Unlimited member to actually go to Northern California, buy a multifamily property, and make it work. Yeah, everybody said it can't be done. And you know what Vaibhav said? He said, dude, I can make that work. So with no further ado, let me bring Vaibhav on. You know, Vaibhav, I'm probably messing up your name, and I apologize for it because it's a very unique name to me. I think it's a beautiful name. Can you help me get it right, though, friend?
Yeah. Hey, thank you, Al, for having me. And I think you said it right. It's Vaibhav.
Vaibhav. Okay. All right. Because I don't want to mess your name up because I'm really looking forward to seeing you at our expo that's coming up in March. Are you getting excited for expo?
Yes, definitely. I will be there.
What is it about expo that makes you go, I've got to be there? I mean, because look, I'm looking at, you know, your portfolio. You've got over 1,800 units in that portfolio, all multifamily units. I mean, is there anything that Lifestyles Unlimited could do for you at Expo that we haven't already done?
I wouldn't miss the Expo anytime. I think it's just the networking, meeting the like-minded people to keep us motivated. So wherever we are in the career, I think the Expo helps every step of the way. So that's why I go to Expo to meet my fellow Lifestyle members, other speakers, great content, and networking.
Now, what exactly are you planning to do specifically at Expo? I mean, what is it that's number one on your radar to get accomplished?
So I have many investors who invest with me, work with me. So that's the main goal. Just to meet all my investors meet the investors who I want to meet and who I want to invest with. So all the leads who we work together. So that's the primary goal. And just to listen to the content that so many good speakers will be sharing.
So if I heard you correctly, the networking is the most important thing to you. The fact that you get to actually meet face to face with people that have invested in your deals that maybe you've never seen physically face to face. Is that a true statement?
Yes. Right.
Why would somebody invest with you that's never seen your face? What is the magic thing that causes that to happen?
Again, it's a lifestyle community. I think like-minded people, how what Dell created and what Lifestyle Mentors and the education that is put together, which is in sync with all the members. So we have a lot of rules, white paper. Everyone follows the same standards, same thing. And once people see and meet, do networking, see the success, I think that's where people invest. People want to invest with the lease within Lifestyle.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it's, you know, it's, that's the neat thing about our community is that we all share the same common knowledge. We do. We are all taught the exact same information, and we put that information to work for us. And I think it's really neat when a guy like you and a guy like me can get together and we can just go right to the top level of a conversation, because we're not going to lose either one of us. Is that the way you see it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, true. Exactly.
Yeah. So, hey, I got a quick question for you, Vaibhav. How old were you when you joined Lifestyles Unlimited? Do you remember?
I was 35.
35. Okay. So if I'm doing the math correctly, you've just crested into your 40s. Is that correct?
That is correct. Yes.
You know, that just means that everything's downhill from there. You understand that, right?
Okay. Yes, I do.
Okay. But somewhere between the age of 35 and today, you achieved retirement. Is that a fair statement?
Yes.
How old were you when you realized that you were actually retired?
37.
37? Wait a minute. The government says you can't retire at 37. How did you pull that off?
Yes, I think that's again the map. Joined in 2016 within Lifestyle, and then by 2018, I had enough passive income covering my bills so that I can retire from corporate America and be the full-time with real estate.
Do you miss corporate America?
No.
No. I noticed you had to think about that for like a half a second. So you don't miss any of that.
I don't. I don't. I just wanted to exaggerate how I can, but I think it's simple, though. I cannot. I don't miss corporate America a bit.
Yeah, brother, I feel you. I don't miss working full time at all myself. Hey, we're getting ready to go to break, and when we come back, Vaibhav's not going to be here with me, but I'm going to fill you in on some of the wonderful things that he's accomplished. Stick around.
Lifestyles Unlimited member Kirby talks about his experience at the two-day Financial Freedom Seminar.
2008 was my first full year as a financial advisor. 2009, stark contrast, my paychecks went down about 80%. I started looking for avenues to grow my wealth, grow my income. I found Lifestyles Unlimited. I joined in 2010. I started investing in both single family and multifamily. Between 2010 and 2015, I bought 5 houses. The two-day class, they teach you to buy 4 houses to make your first $250,000. I bought 5, and I made about $60,000 each. That was another $300,000 that I made because of real estate.
You've heard us and our members on the radio. Now join the Lifestyles Unlimited team in a city near you or online from the comfort of your own home for the Financial Freedom Seminar. GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Use promo code 2022. Save 60% off the regular price, plus get a second year membership for free. Register now at GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Limited seating, unlimited potential. Register today at GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. All right. You know, I'm a little bit upset that Vaibhav had to go because, I mean, I was just kind of getting warmed up with him. And the guy is just a wonderful human being. There's no other way to describe him. He is a wonderful human being. He enjoys life. He enjoys other people. And you know what he really enjoys? He enjoys providing clean, functional workforce housing to a demographic that doesn't get the opportunity to get the best of the best. You heard me correct. So what is this demographic that I'm talking about? Okay, well, one of the things that Vaibhav was taught back in 2016 when he became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, which, by the way, was the same information that I was taught in 2017 when I became a member, was that there is a methodology to investing correctly in real estate. I mean, it's just, let's just cut to the chase and just tell you what it is. When you identify a demographic that desires something, what you learn is that if you can provide something to that demographic to satisfy that need, you will develop a customer. Yeah, that's kind of how trade and all that stuff works. So, clean, functional workforce housing is something that just doesn't exist in every apartment community across the United States. Guaranteed, it doesn't exist. When you look at the demographic, we'll call them the essential workers. That's really a good way to identify the types of people that we market to. The essential worker. The people that were out there doing all the things that needed to be done during the pandemic. Okay? They're blue collar, they're white collar. Okay? And I would even add in that there are non-essential workers that are just as viable and valuable as the essential ones. Okay, so what I'm getting at is we don't go out and renovate properties and turn them into like the Taj Mahal. No, we don't do that. We don't do high-end, upper market stuff because we don't need to. We don't need to. What we have found is that when you put your business plan together and you focus on the needs of a certain demographic segment of people, you're going to be successful. And if you take your asset and you position it correctly in the marketplace, it's all going to be good for you. It's all going to be good. Now, there are a lot of things that could go wrong. There are a lot of things that could occur out there in the environment that you don't have any control over. Very true. But having said all of that, Vaibhav was working in IT. Yeah, he was one of those real smart guys, went out, got a degree. I think he has an engineering degree. He got himself a job working in IT, working crazy hours. Crazy hours. Sound like somebody you know by any chance? Very possibly, right? So, as Vaibhav mentioned, he's 35. And he was looking for a different path because one of the things he figured out at the ripe old age of 35 was that he wasn't getting to where he was hoping to get to. Even though he had been doing everything that he was told to do in life and he was executing flawlessly, at the age of 35, he wasn't closer to retirement than really when he started the whole endeavor. Now, another thing that he had been doing on the side was he had been doing some stock trading. He was doing some futures and some options trading. I mean, that's some complicated stuff. You kind of have to spend a little extra time learning how to do that. And then you have to be spending a lot of time to make sure that you're doing it correctly. Okay. So we didn't get a chance to talk to him about how successful he was at that type of investing. But the big takeaway is this. He's not doing that anymore. So what does that tell you? Well, it should tell you that he found something else that was much more viable for him. Something that was going to get him to the level that he expected to be at when he reached the age of 35. So he came to Lifestyles Unlimited to find out whether or not we could help him out. And we did. We taught him everything that he needed to know in order to be a successful real estate investor. It's that simple. And then we gave him the support systems that he needs to go out and do the things that he's been doing. Let me brag on Vaibhav a little bit. He's done some remarkable things. I remember when I became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited in 2017, there was this talk about this guy that was living out. Now, I can't remember if he was living in California, if he was living in Arizona. To be honest with you, it doesn't matter. But this is what he chose to do. He went into Northern California. He went into the greater Sacramento area, which is an area I actually know very well because I actually lived up in the greater Sacramento area for about 5 years during the time that I served in the military. So I know that geographic region very well. And one of the other things that I was pretty confident about, since I had become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited and I had taken all the educational courses and got myself up basically up to Vaibhav's level, one of the things that I knew, at least I thought I knew, was that it doesn't make sense to invest in California. You can make better money in other markets. And Vaibhav, he decided to test that theory. He did. He tested that theory. And he went and he bought a 28-unit apartment community outside of Sacramento in Northern California. And I'll tell you what this guy did. He knocked this thing out of the park. He made some amazing returns, not only for himself, but for the other investors that trusted in him, that understood that he had a good, solid game plan, and he made them a whole bunch of money too. Now, one of the things that Vaibhav did after he did, well, I was going to use the word disposed of the asset. I don't like, you know, dispose sounds like we threw the asset away, like we just crumpled it up and threw it in the trash can. No, that's not what we do. What we do is we transact the property. We sell the property to somebody else, maybe another investor. Well, multifamily apartment communities, it's usually an investor that buys those things, okay? So we would sell it to another investor. And trust me, he positioned that asset beautifully in the marketplace to where he didn't have a problem finding somebody to buy it. Now, one of the things that Vaibhav did was he decided, okay, I've cracked the California code, but maybe Lifestyles is onto something. Maybe there are other markets that are more favorable. I wonder what the desert looks like. That's what he was thinking. When we come back, holy smokes, let me tell you the results.
You can't be financially free if you're psychologically imprisoned by disabling belief systems.
Are you ready to break free from your disabling belief systems about money, real estate, retirement, and financial freedom? Then join us for Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Learn the belief system that thousands of people like you have used to break free from corporate America and create the lives they have always wanted. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedFreeWorkshop.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. All right, do you guys remember the Beverly Hillbillies? Do you remember that show? Maybe when you were kids, and maybe some of you younger folks listening to me, okay, maybe you saw it in reruns or on Nick at Night or whatever. Okay, so the Beverly Hillbillies, right? They loaded up the truck and they moved to Beverly, right? Hills, that is, California. I don't know. I forgot how the darn jingle goes, but I've got it in your brain right now and it's going to be stuck there for the rest of the day. I'm really sorry about that. But that was kind of the attitude that Vaibhav had. His attitude was, you know what? There is an untapped market out there. Nobody at Lifestyles Unlimited was willing to go to California and invest. I mean, I'll just tell you that the collective wisdom amongst Lifestyles Unlimited members is California is a beautiful place to visit. As a matter of fact, I tend to go out there from time to time because I have family out there. I have friends out there. I like it out there, but I can't live out there anymore. I can't. It's just too crazy for me. But having said that, one of the other things that we have said about California is that, okay, the problem with California, I'll just tell you the first thing. It's not a landlord-friendly state. It really isn't. there are schemes that go on in California where people educate other people about how they can abuse the tenancy laws so that they can, like, get their foot into a unit and just hunker down and stay there, and you can't get them out. Yeah, because all of a sudden you, as the landlord, you don't have any rights. Yeah. So, I mean, that's one of those things that we look at and we go, do we really want to battle that? Because there are plenty of other states in this union that are landlord favorable. So that was one of those big black X's that we put across California. You know, Vaibhav said, he says, that didn't bother me. That didn't bother me at all. What he did was he went into a very specific neighborhood outside of Sacramento. And what he determined was this was a neighborhood that really, it had, for years, it just had been just kind of a little town outside of Sacramento. Okay. And you know, towns like that, I'm sure there are towns around where you live that are kind of like that. You kind of go out there and go, yeah, nothing's happening out here. Right. Okay. So this is like that little town. But here's what Vaibhav figured out. He figured out that the demographic growth in Sacramento was occurring so rapidly that the builders for new inventory couldn't keep up. No, they couldn't keep up. And believe it or not, Sacramento was a growing area at the time. So you have more people moving in. What does that mean? It means more people compete for available space, or available resources, or available apartments, or available rental houses. You know what I'm talking about. He found this little town. He goes, this little town is right in the path of getting absorbed by Sacramento. So he said, you know what? He found the lousiest apartment community that he could find. And when I say lousy, I don't mean the people that lived there were lousy. What I mean is that the property was a bit run down. Okay, so really, a better term would have been it had a lot of deferred maintenance. The other thing that was going on in that particular property is it was suffering from bad management. It was. And Vaibhav was able to figure all this out when he did his initial analysis of this property. And he decided to buy the property. And everybody in Lifestyles is like, has this guy lost his mind? Has he lost his mind? And Vaibhav was like, no, man, everything is good to go here. Let me show you how this is going to work. And he went to work repositioning that asset. He cleaned it up. He took care of all of the deferred maintenance. He made the place a beautiful place to live. So beautiful that people were catching on. They're going, dude, I'd move in there. He had no problems leasing up his property. He had no problems turning that property around. And he had no problems increasing the net operating income, which allowed him to increase that valuation. And he was able to transact that property. Yeah, he sold it. He made a lot of money. I'm just telling you, he made a lot of money. Now, I forgot to ask him for his permission to tell you what the returns were that he got on that thing. But let's just tell you this. That particular asset allowed him to make triple-digit returns. Yeah, triple-digit returns. So what is a triple-digit return? Okay, well, he just happened to have in his notes here that he was able to make 275% for his investors on that deal. So what does that mean? Let's put it in your court and let's tell you what that would have produced for you. Let's say you had $100,000 and you decided, after becoming a member of Lifestyles Unlimited and getting educated and doing all the things you're supposed to do in accordance with SEC laws, you made a relationship with Vaibhav and you decided to invest $100,000 with him in 2017. When he transacted that property several years later, he not only gave you back $100,000, he added $275,000 to that number. See, that represents the capital gains. Some people like to call that profit, but it's really capital gains because you really didn't work for it. You have to work for profit. You don't work for capital gains. That's just the way it is. That is significant. Now, one of the things Vaibhav did realize was that it was going to be really hard for him to replicate what he did. I mean, trust me, he found the diamond in the rough when nobody else could find it. And not only did he find that diamond, he polished that diamond and he put that diamond on display and people took notice. And that diamond made people a lot of money. But then Vaibhav was looking around. He's going, okay, it's getting hard to find that second one in California because maybe I got a little lucky. What other markets are out there that I could invest in? And around this time period, Lifestyles Unlimited, I want to say it was probably around 2018, 2019, somewhere in that time period, our membership just started exploding in Arizona. Yeah, I mean, it's like we had members joining us. Well, they weren't members before they joined us. You know what I mean? Okay, so our membership base just started growing in Arizona, specifically in Phoenix, also in Tucson, but primarily in Phoenix. And our membership numbers were also growing in California. And what was happening was all of a sudden we had lead investors that realized that Phoenix was like this up and coming marketplace that all these metrics that we look for to check the box as to, is this a good market we should be investing in? Phoenix was checking all the boxes, and it was checking all the boxes before like all the other markets were fully checking the boxes. Okay, so what did Vaibhav do? Well, he shifted focus and he decided to look in the greater Phoenix area. And you know what? He found a 64-unit apartment community that was perfect. It was perfect for him. It had all the problems that he needed. Now, you're probably going, wait a minute, how did you just say it had all the problems that he needed? Yeah, that's what I said. It had all the problems that he needed. Let me just tell you what kind of problems we like to look for. We like to look for that deferred maintenance. We like to see a property that, you know, could use a little sprucing up. Okay, it happens. Over time, properties tend to deteriorate a little bit. It is totally fine. And it's actually kind of a business strategy to hold an asset for a certain period of time, sell that asset to another investor, leaving some meat on the bone so that new investor can capitalize. And that's exactly what Vaibhav did. When we come back, I'm going to tell you about those 64 units and more.
Everyone is asking, is it still a good time to invest in real estate?
We see no indication that for the foreseeable future, and even the unforeseeable future, no indication whatsoever that real estate is suddenly not going to be the best vehicle for creating wealth and passive income for your family. And so that would say that now is the time to get in. And we very rarely talk about this because we talk about cash flow. But now we're talking a little bit about capital gains and what the future brings in that property. Because it's real. At the end of the day, you have all your cash flow, but you've got this nice capital gain when you sell. And the inflation that we see and the reasons for it are going to continue. And we're going to see great capital gains at the end of the line when we sell these properties.
Get in on the next free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. You know, Vaibhav, he comes in first a lot. Yeah, I would reckon that if he and I ran a leg race, he would probably win. Okay, he's a lot younger than I am. Let's just call it that. And I'm not as mobile as I used to be. So, I mean, yeah, he definitely has the edge there. But that's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about was Vaibhav was one of these guys that was willing to test whether or not something was correct or incorrect. Yeah. So he was the very first Lifestyles Unlimited member that I'm aware of. And now, if we've got a Lifestyles Unlimited member out there that's listening to the show, shoot me an email at askal@luinc.com. If you think the statement I'm about ready to make is incorrect, please set the record straight. But I think I'm correct. He was the first to syndicate a Lifestyles Unlimited deal, basically an offering for an investment in an asset class out there. He was the first guy in Lifestyles Unlimited to actually go do that. He was. And when a lot of people said, dude, you're nuts. You sure you want to do that? He said, you know what? I am a little nuts, but you know what? I've got a very good plan. And my very good plan is dialed right into the map that I received from Del Walmsley in Lifestyles Unlimited. So I think this is going to work out just fine. And by the way, Vaibhav had his mentor looking over his shoulder the whole time, making sure that, you know, he wasn't going to crash and burn. And I'll tell you, when you have a guy like John Ridgway looking over your shoulder, you're not going to crash and burn. John's going to make sure that he identifies any danger points that may be laying in wait for you. Not only was Vaibhav the first guy to go into California and syndicate a deal to other Lifestyles Unlimited members, he was also the first to syndicate a deal in Phoenix. That's correct. He was the first to syndicate a deal in Phoenix. Now, if you're a Lifestyles Unlimited member, you know that as of today, we have such a robust membership base in the Phoenix market, and we've brought a lot of members on board, and we've taught them how to do what they do. And a lot of them have decided that they want to do what Vaibhav is doing. And they're lead investors too. And they syndicate deals to the other members. There's a lot of people in Phoenix doing it now. And Vaibhav was the first. Now, he took down 64 units. He pretty much ran the same process that he ran in California. It was really no different. Okay, let me tell you what's different. Okay, here's what's different. The municipality is different. Yeah, dealing with the municipality where he was in California, different than dealing with municipality where he was in Arizona. It's just the way it is. Different governments do things a little bit differently. You got to figure out what those nuances are. Something else that's different. How those governments view you as an owner of a property and an operator of a property. Yeah, I'm calling you a landlord. Yeah. So one state might be landlord friendly. One state may not be landlord friendly. Okay, those are some of the differences. Some of the other differences also have to do with, you know, just people. People in Northern California aren't too different than people in Phoenix, but they are a little bit different. They're all Americans, but they all have different ways of life. The way of life in Arizona is different than the way of life in California. It's just the way it is. I didn't bother Vaibhav. So he buys a 64 unit there in 2018. And then he decides the Tucson market. The Tucson market is prime for doing exactly what I'm doing. So he expanded to Tucson. So how many units do you think that he bought in Tucson? Now, remember, he started with 28, okay? He bought 64. So what do you think the logical progression should be for him? Go ahead. I'll give you a moment to come up with the number. Shout it at the radio if you want. Who said 368? Which one of you said 368? Because if you said 368, you're correct. You're correct. And you're probably thinking, whoa, that's a lot of units. And you'd be correct. That is a lot of units. Yeah, he went from a what we would consider a small apartment community to what we would consider a medium-sized apartment community to what we would consider a big one. He got himself a big one. Yeah. So let me take a step back and let me run this timeline for you, because I want you to understand that Vaibhav, once he got in his mind that he was going to get this done, nobody stopped him. Nobody held him back. And in 2017, he had 28 units.
2018, he now has 64 units in Phoenix. Then he goes down the street, literally to Tucson, in the same year, and he buys 368 units. You think he's done? No. 2019, he goes back to Phoenix, and he picks up 304 units. Next year, 2020, COVID, right? COVID. What does he do there? He goes back down to Tucson, finds another apartment community that is just perfect for his business plan, and he buys 200 units more. Then, 2021, we're still in a pandemic, right? Okay, well, he's looking around Phoenix, and he's not seeing any of the bigger ones that he'd like to buy, but man, he found this kind of medium-sized 168 units, and he bought that too. Yeah, he bought it. And what he's doing right now is he's back down the road in Tucson, and he is transacting. He's literally buying 804 units. He's actually buying three apartment communities as part of one deal. From 2017 to 2022 is a five-year period of time. We like to say at Lifestyles Unlimited that we can get you retired in 5 years or less. Retired. And that definition means you'll have enough income coming in from passive sources, primarily from real estate, that passive income is meeting or exceeding your expenses in life. 5 years. We say we will help you get that done in 5 years. Vaibhav, man, he didn't wait 5 years. I mean, think about what I just tell you. Do you realize that in 5 years, he went from having no real estate to having over 1,800 units of real estate? Do you realize that in a five-year period, he has transitioned his life away from a place where he wasn't getting close to where he thought he was supposed to be to a place now where, well, he admitted, dude, I'm never going back to corporate America. I don't miss that at all, because Vaibhav has something called a lifestyle. Yeah, a lifestyle. And he's living that lifestyle. Now, I will tell you, he is engaged. He's a busy guy. Okay, part of the reason he couldn't be on the whole radio show with me is he didn't have a full hour to give me. But like any Lifestyles Unlimited member, he's like, dude, I'm going to give you what I can. I can go like 10 minutes. Can we make that work? I was like, sweet, bro, let's bring you on. Because what I want you to understand is that you can change your life the way he has changed his life. There's no magic mirrors here. There's no guy behind the curtain at Lifestyles Unlimited. There's no hocus pocus garbage. Everything at Lifestyles Unlimited is designed to teach you everything you need to know to change your life, to wreck, literally wreck the current version of your life in a good way, and exchange it for a lifestyle that's so much better. Now think about it. Vaibhav, he's a pretty busy guy. He owns how many? 6 or 7 apartment communities, over 1,800 units. But he is in control of his life. He is calling the shots when it comes to his life. He's in the driver's seat, folks. Vaibhav traded in an IT career where he was beating his head against the wall, working 60 or more hours a week, trying to just keep up with the Joneses. He turned all that away, and he decided he was just going to be better than the Joneses. He was just going to do what Del Walmsley taught him to do. He was going to take all of that information, he was going to put it to work, and he was going to make a radical change in his life. And he is not afraid of anything. Vaibhav is really not afraid of anything. He is, now, trust me, he's kind of like a typical Lifestyles Unlimited member. I'll just call it the way it is. He's very intelligent. He's very focused. He knows where he wants to go. He has a detailed plan laid out to get him from where he started from to where he's at right now. And it's amazing. I mean, you think about it. The fact that he's buying 800 units right now, this transaction almost doubles his portfolio. I'll tell you what, his net worth, his income, way better now than it was in 2016. You want to do it too? Go to lifestylesunlimitedworkshops.com. Get signed up, and please, let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.